So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Peace and love, peace and love. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm juking on the hot spot. The Wi-Fi is a little weird where I'm at, man.
All good.
Peace and love. I'm going to give everybody a little bit more time to join. I just want y'all to know, usually I'm about 2 or 3 minutes late, you know? I just want everybody here to know. So if I'm 2 or 3 minutes late, y'all got to be a little bit early, you know? So I appreciate everybody that's early right now. Y'all been here early. I appreciate it. I also appreciate the reason why you got access to this is because most of y'all signed up. Y'all was the first 25, and then I changed it to 50. But I have over almost 100 people signed up on the OnlyFans. So when I get that, when I get me a little check-in, I'll be giving giveaways and rewards and stuff, man.
That's what's up.
Definitely appreciate it.
That's what we do, man. I am looking for trustees. Anybody that wants to help me with banking, but I want y'all to learn to trust first. Y'all gotta understand how to maneuver.
Hey, I'm down with that for real, though.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So I'm just gonna let y'all know this is my private congregation. I start off all my trustees at 10%. They're gonna be terms and conditions because I've been letting people just leave easy and shit without. I'm gonna start enforcing trust law. You know, you can't switch up when you resign, because I have people resigned and then try to change the agreements in the trust at the bank. You can't do that. That's illegal. So we're going to have witnesses and stuff, you know, but yeah, that's what I get, you know, trying to deal with people that got the same complexion as me. Hey, they see them numbers rolling through, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, work
be doing big boy. I do life changing numbers, man. I had one trustee in Houston. He was a school teacher. He quit, started his own business just from being my trustee.
Oh yeah,
this is 2 years ago when I was still, you know, I'm popping right now.
Definitely been watching for sure.
Yeah, World Peace 72. He been rocking with me for a few years, man. Peace of love. Peace of love. So everybody that's here, I want y'all to get this information in. But the first 50 people that signed up, I sent you the information that I'm going to need, because I am going to set everybody up a trust. Now, I know everybody hears a lot of different things. And before I get started, let y'all know, I'm not a licensed attorney or tax expert. I do this for educational and informational purposes only.
Let me turn this brightness down. I'm already bright.
So what I'm doing, y'all, a lot of people, maybe not the beginners don't know, but the people that's been in this game, they understand a corporation. Corporation, corpse is a dead body. Asian means action. So the corporate game, the corporate world is just the dead entities. So irrevocable trust, you can't change that. When you do a living trust, can't nobody can control the living. The corporate world can't control the living. So when it comes to a living trust, you are the grantor, the trustee, and the beneficiary, I guess. You're playing all three positions. Well, you're going to leave it to a different beneficiary. But it becomes an irrevocable trust upon your death. So I need y'all to understand that. So I do like dealing with living trusts. There's different types of trust when you start learning trust. But first, we deal in a corporate world with pass-through entities. LLCs, making things non-taxable, making it where you're not being taxed. Unincorporated association is the way to go. Unincorporated association, that name throws a lot of people off. But the thing about it is, all a trust is a private agreement. So insurance, that's a trust. You know, if I got a promissory note between me and you, that's a trust. I need people just to quit getting confused on what a trust is. The trust has to have income, not the person. You're already operating as a trust. When you claim you haven't making income, that's why you get taxed. You're getting taxed as a business. So I'm hoping that clears some things up. And then at the end of the day, also family trust. Have a family trust. That's important. They'll be like, who created this trust? You say the family. Don't ever say you. You say the family. So these are just certain things I need everybody to understand. We're dealing with this. So the information that I'm about to go over and share with everybody in class tonight, in the webinar tonight. And if you're in the Zoom in the chat, just put your email address in the chat and on the Zoom. I'll make sure you get the replay. But it is going to be on the OnlyFans. Well, I may share something on the screen with the Zoom. The information I'm going over is going over from a course that I'm dropping a book. I'm dropping an ebook, and it's going to be interactive with videos already embedded with the actual book. You can just scan it from your phone and if you get the paperback book. But there also is going to be an animated course. And I'm looking to drop this at the end of January. It'll be on its own private website. But if you're part of the OnlyFans, I'm going to make sure y'all get access to it. You know, little of nothing. We might have to pay like $10, $20 on the people that's hosting it and doing the stuff for me. But I'm not going to get no cuts from it. I'll make sure the $25 and everybody that signed up, the first 50, I make sure y'all locked in at $25 for the next 6 months. And that's enough for me to make sure y'all get my courses for the low. All right. But I'll probably sell them if you're not on an OnlyFans member or anything like that. They're going to be like $100. But I'm bringing them. And also, I will be having another major event. It's either going to be in March or May. I'm thinking May. And that's going to be in Orlando. All right. And I highly encourage my members to partake in that because that's who it's going to be for. There'll also be private meetings. Like when we do our events, we do a next day where you can meet with us and whoever the guest speakers are. And I got a lot of people that I'm working with. We're taking the top notch, working with brokers. We're working with insurance agents, real estate agents. I'm taking the top notch. I'm putting the team together, man. I'm tired of playing around in the hood, man. The hood got to save themselves, man. It's good to go back home, get some good weed. Find your ghetto booty, whatever you need to do, you know, make your little quick little bucks. Cause that's where I go to get cash is king. If I need to make some money, stuff ain't good online, I gotta go back to the hood, man. You gotta go back home, man. That's just what it is. But much peace and love, man. I'm not a licensed attorney, tax expert. I do this for educational, informational purposes only. Anybody in the Zoom, though, do y'all have any questions before I start class? Do y'all got any questions or major concerns? I need y'all to be getting money, though. I do. There's so much out there for you guys. So, yes, you can. If anybody is getting stuff off their credit report, I need you to know for every error, you can get $1,000. I don't care if it's an address. I don't care if it's a hard inquiry. If they take it off, that's admission of guilt. And you're entitled to $1,000. I just literally, I ain't trying to stunt. Yes, it does. I ain't trying to stunt. I just left the bank. I just cashed another check. You know, I'm done showing this online. I'm not going to keep showing cash all live. But I just went to Bank of America. Don't have an account there, nothing. They charged me $8. I took the check straight there. But that's just about learning your status. Learn your status. Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm about to get started. Make sure I'm in the right. See, I had it all pulled up by accidentally closed out of it. But another thing people was asking me about property. You don't need any property to open up a trust account. You can fund it later. But if you got property, just give me the information. So, I can get that in your trust. Make sure this is the right one. No, this ain't the right one. I could go over that one. I'm trying to find the one. I got the finished copy. I'm trying to go over, man. I got so much shit. This is it. Let's see. I've been grinding for the last like 3-4 days, man. So excuse me. I've been going hard with the coaching calls. All you got to do is message me and say consult ready. Say consult ready. And when you're ready for a consult on the OnlyFans. I literally just lost my file, man. My notes, train of thought, everything. I guess I'll go from the old one.
You good, bro. Take your time, man.
I got the old files. Because I made this course like a whole year ago, man. I was trying to get people to help me with it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British accredited registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no such thing to license practice law. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British accredited registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club or community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership. And this is what they do. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
You got help now.
Yo, I got this shit up and running now, man. I can't wait till y'all see. I showed some people today I had calls with. I let them see the animated course, and the animated course is off the chain, man. But I'm starting from ground zero, then we going straight to hero, man. Because you ain't got time to waste, man. Just tell yourself you already know it, then jump into it. Real shit. That's what I did. I found it, y'all. I don't have it saved to my hard drive. I got it saved on the iCloud.
Bet.
You know, scared money don't make no money.
You know, facts.
Like I hear melanin. Like y'all remember when Jeezy came out? Motherfuckers, they came out. They was broke. They own no real estate. They own shit. They had to go learn that shit. And then people that's actually out here doing stuff for the community, they had to get their stuff out their contracts. Because when you a celebrity and stuff like that, man, you don't own your money. You do not own your money. A lot of celebrities do not own their money. Think about it. If people was really rich, they would have been bought their block back.
Right.
Just think about that, man. It's not that they sold out, but I mean, it's just part of the contracts. All right. So does anybody, what status mean to them? What do they believe status means? Because we're going over status and standing today. I like to call it political status too, because that's, to me, that's the correct term.
Would it be your nationality?
That is a form of status. That's a great answer. You know, being single is a status. Having Mister is a status. And I need y'all to understand this, that Mister is a slave status at that. Mrs. Has anybody ever told Queen Elizabeth, Miss Elizabeth? And you ain't never heard nobody say that, right?
Hell no.
Oh, Prime Minister. They don't call him Mr. Putin.
No.
They don't.
And even with the President of the United States, that's an executive office, correct? That sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you open up your own business and become a CEO, that's also an executive office. You saying that name is yours that was created for the public is an executive office. Mm-hmm. This is why they send you the bill. Because you have took that executive office. Does this make sense, everybody? I'm trying to make this up.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it's making a lot of sense.
All right. I just need y'all to understand. Like, so when you're out here in the public, that's not your name, you know? And I hear some brothers with the melanin. You know damn right in the hood, ain't nobody calling you by your government name. You might get shot.
Facts.
You know, you're in jail. You better not call a motherfucker by their government name. They're going to think you the police.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you should be. Hey, for real. And I need y'all to know, the hood, they do it all naturally. They just don't know it's sovereignty. And then you laugh when they say, back in the day, used to make fun of Muslims. That's my slave name, my brother. My name's Elsh Muhammad. I stay away from the swine. They make jokes about it, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a form of status. So status corrections, also known as a political status correction, and a general prospect, its meaning is the political allegiance and volunteered information of any entity operating in commerce or on the public record. So any volunteered information that you're putting on the public record, that is status. Status describes who you are on the record once you're identified. So first you have identity, status, and then standing. So identity is who are you, which include Mr., Mrs., Dr., Judge, nobility. Are you nobility? You have a title of nobility. Are you a king? Your honor, that's a title of nobility. Then you got status. Once you're identified, your status determines your citizenship class. And that's all standing is what your status. Standing determines what you have rights for. So when you're thinking of status, you need to be thinking about what is determined among your class. When you go to a public school, you're a public student. That's a different type of class, because you know, we used to think back in the day, the private school was uppity-uppity people or trust fund babies, but you were trust fund baby too. That's what's paying for the public school. So understand, your status it determines your citizenship class. Your status determines what family tree. What family tree you're you're showing on the record. The status of a person is his or her legal position or condition. Certain rights and duties with capacities and incapacities can be defined as status or a certain class for a certain person constituting a certain condition or status. So in the general sense, status pronounces what you actually have the rights for. So a citizen is not a person entitled to constitutional remedy per status in court. Constitutional remedies is part of common law. So your status is one thing, and how the court perceives status is another on how the law applies to you. But say you're an American national and not a federal citizen, then your rights would be granted under common law, not federal statutes or codes. And how do they know these things is due to you're identifying the things you identify with. And I want some feedback from the class right now, because we need to play this out sometimes. Does anybody have an original birth certificate? The actual original birth certificate? Or do you have a certified copy?
Certified copy.
Certified copy.
So if does anybody got anything, ever seen anything, famous autograph or anything?
No.
Like, have you seen a show? How do they know if the autograph is real?
If the person
authenticated, right?
Yeah.
So can they authenticate a copy? If you brought a copy autograph to somebody to authenticate it, would they authenticate it? You can't authenticate a copy. You can't never be the holder in due course if you have a certified copy. Can you? You can only control what you create. So when you're identifying with documents, you have to identify with documents that you created. And you can just ask your grandma, anybody's grandma. I see people in here over the age of 30 and 40, correct? You ain't got to tell me yet. But ask them about family Bibles. They were all in older TV shows they talk about. This is how people knew how old they were, because of what was written in the family Bible. A family Bible can be used as identification.
Hmm.
Everybody know who Amish people are?
Yeah.
How do they identify?
Only if they poke around. You
know? They keep their own records.
That's it. You keep your own record. We used to keep records too. Hieroglyphics and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened, man? We still keep records, man. We got graffiti, don't we? Hey, we still carving in trees, right?
Yeah.
Writing in dirt, you know? I'm just saying, man. You know, when you got to understand, when you're left alone, you do things naturally. You just don't, you're just not putting it together.
Okay.
Does anybody know any Jewish people?
Used to when I was in New York, not now.
All right, so did you talk to them, conversate with them?
I had a few friends when I was younger.
Did they have a driver's license?
No. None of them.
But they can still get cars.
Yeah.
They don't carry a driver's license. They don't they do not get car insurance. So it just depends on how you identify, on what you have rights for. Their law, the reason why they can't go to jail is because their law is the Ten Commandments. That's their status. That's their law. That's common law. And it can be invoked. It's called Bet Din. That's their law. And that's what they can invoke. So when you're using these birth certificates, you're identifying with their documents. You got to understand, you're saying you're part of a public service. The Social Security is a trust. It is funded, but it's not your trust. You can just access it because you're taking a public position. And anytime an employee takes access of a public service, then it gets taxed. So everybody blames the government, correct? They always think the government owes them, correct? These are the stories I hear. But what is the government? The United States means federal corporation, correct?
Right.
Correct.
So can a man create a corporation?
Yes.
Yeah.
So a man created a government, right?
Right.
So if they can access the fund through a corporation, Why can't you?
You gotta make your own government.
What is a utility company? People don't even know. Have y'all ever seen the government create electricity and energy?
Hell no.
Only thing the government controls is the distribution. I need y'all to understand this. The government gets the tax because they control the distribution. So you can't get out of that. That's what's going on over here. But you can choose where you get your power sources. And you can have your own government. You can contract with a solar company. You can contract with a windmill company. A lot of people don't even know they're getting their electricity from windmills. If you're in the East Coast, you might be getting your electricity from Colorado somewhere. Motherfucker, Oklahoma. You got to see what you think the government truly is. And it's you. It's they're here on behalf of you because you created them. Every Federal Reserve note, everybody talks about the Federal Reserve. It's not lawful money. Federal Reserve notes, they have a serial number on them. So that means it's attached to an application. Anytime you get credit, you got approved for credit somewhere. Any application. The Federal Reserve notes are attached to all those applications. So anytime you create credit, you're creating also the Federal Reserve notes. That's when you start learning what to do correctly, hanging around brokers and the people that you need to hang around more. You need to hang around more Jewish people for real, because a lot of them feel bad because they know they stole your swag. Hey, they know what they're doing out here, man. So I want y'all to know, when you start claiming American national, your rights will be granted to you under common law and not federal statutes or codes. Once you know who you are and how status applies to you, then you know how to invoke rights and common law properly. So some examples of political status are, but not limited to, these are just some: U.S. resident, a U.S. citizen, resident, state citizen, American national, non-resident, foreign resident, foreign national, a tourist, secure creditor, single, married, dependent, a taxpayer is a status, African-American, Black, Hispanic, non-Hispanic. So your status is critical of how you'll be treated and perceived under public law. So now once you know what the status is, then what you have rights for is your standing. So standing in a general sense is a determination of your rights for your status. And then proper standing to present itself within a court. Y'all have any questions over anything I went over?
No, sir, at all.
Is this making sense?
Making perfect sense.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where the tax system can seem overwhelming, one book is here to guide you towards financial empowerment. Introducing The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by best-selling author Don Kalam. Are you looking to demystify the complexities of taxes and harness the power of tax credits? The Capitalizing Namepreneur provides an understanding of effectively utilizing your tax credits. Discover the secrets behind setting up a tax firm, understanding the Stroman name, protecting your assets, and navigating the implications of the Social Security Trust Fund. Don Kalam's expertise shines through every page. It's like having a personal financial advisor by your side. Get your copy of The Capitalizing Namepreneur today and unlock the power of tax credits to enhance your financial well-being. Order your copy now and take control of your tax strategies. The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Now, agency and an attorney, also known as agent, so every attorney is an agent. They act only on behalf of a corporation. So agencies and attorneys are a functionary of the corporate world, and corporations need an agent. And anywhere there's an agent, there's a principal. So there has to be a registered office, and the registered agent to receive service or process. And this is when you're operating in the public. So the name given to the hospital at your birth is considered a public office. This is the status I was talking about. I'm going to say it again. The name given to the hospital at your birth is considered a public office. So this is considered an office for the government, the United States Corporation. It's like their pass-through entity.
Wow.
They're under bankruptcy. So another name for it is called a special purpose vehicle, SPV or SPE, special purpose entity. And anytime you accept the bills, books, or finances, you're claiming this office. Anytime you accept the bills, books, or finances, you're claiming this office. And you pledge your labor and your assets. So this, in a sense of law, means you're presumed to be the dead entity. And you're acting in capacity for the principal of the private retirement trust and estate. That's what the Social Security number is. It's the private retirement trust and estate for the all capitalized business you believe to be your name. Now, it's this agency relationship, you're taking part saying you're the agent. It's this agency relationship that makes you liable to pay the levy and charges placed upon this dead entity. To get out of this situation, you must sever the ties or make positive administrative duties of the estate. Understand the word attern means to turn over money, rent, or goods to another. An attorney is an agent or something authorized to act for another. So an attorney, in fact, is an alternate appointed legal prop rexy or surrogate. And I want y'all to look up that word surrogate, S-U-R-R-O-G-A-T-E. S-U-R-R-O-G-A-T-E. I'm going to look it up for you. Since I told y'all to look it up, you got to practice what you preach. Because I might think I know what it means, but it might mean something different. But it says, this is just a common Google search, Oxford language, a substitute, especially a person deputized for another in a specific role or office. I kind of like that, but not really. So let me find you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for it with trust law. They guys talking like it's like part of the probate.
Is it the judicial context one about the government?
Yeah. Because I keep seeing stuff about a fertility treatment.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's like it's dealing with the probate and the administration of estates and guardianship.
Okay.
So you know, people talk about they need the courts or the judge is bonded, right? So or a judge has an oath of office he has to take, but a lot of people can't find the oath of office. So I need y'all to know it's in the probate court, and they can't talk to you unless you get bonded through the surrogate's office. I'm not talking about mothers and fertility. I'm talking about administrative and estate court. So you have to get something called an estate bond or administrative bond. An administrative bond is a bond that is posted on behalf of an administrator of an estate to provide assurance that they will conduct their duties according to the provision of the will and or the legal requirements of the jurisdiction. The Bible is considered a will. Bible is a fact in the courtroom. So if you're not handing down your own laws, your own family lineage, this is the lineage you're coming under, and that's why the birth certificate, you're gonna be a Roman slave. But it says not all probate courts require these bonds. But that's the surrogate's office. Look it up. Most counties have a surrogate's office. And this is how these surety's bonds are created. They're all created off of this. I don't want to get too deep. I hope I ain't throw y'all off. Now, attorneys. Because I know y'all heard a lot of people that's in the community, y'all heard the word power of attorney a lot.
Yeah.
So attorneys become power of attorneys of your finances, public and private, and then they become a spy for the court. Yeah. Estate planning deals with powers of attorneys, and I'm going to be going over family planning and estate planning in a different course. So when the principal appoints another person to act as an agent, it can be limited to certain functions, terms, and conditions. The principal can revoke power of attorney at any time. I need y'all to remember this. The principal can revoke power of attorney at any time. Once one becomes a client of an attorney, they also become, by default, a ward of the court. Because most attorneys are public attorneys. They don't do private practice. Now, there's a difference between an attorney and a lawyer. A lawyer is a lawman or a layman, and a civilian is one who is skilled in the law. Therefore, one who is an attorney is not necessarily one who's skilled in law. Things are considered simplified when one says in layman's terms, meaning in lawman terms. The law resides with and within you as you are the law, our self-law master. An attorney speaks for inanimate objects, corporations, who cannot speak for themselves. He or she possesses a bar association card, which is a membership card. It is not a license. Besides, a license practice law does not exist. As well, a license is permission to do something that is otherwise unlawful. It's not illegal to practice law. It's not illegal to study law. So I need y'all to remember that. A license is permission to do something that is otherwise unlawful. So when you accept a license, you're accepting that that your rights are now given to you under certain circumstances. I need y'all to understand that as well. There's Jewish attorneys out here, correct?
Yeah.
Y'all still with me? There's Jewish attorneys? Y'all agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Which law school they go to? Tell me.
Probably own.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Private school. They got canon law attorneys. They got bet den attorneys. Yeah, so it just depends on what jurisdiction you want to invoke. And damn right, they got Amish law too, bro. They got Amish attorneys. They got tribal attorneys. So I want y'all to know, like, I'm working closely with people, especially my homie Chief. Like, we have it set up where, you know, if you're part of what we got going on, we'll coach you what to say, and they'll treat you differently. They have to treat a foreign national differently, but you have to be able to prove it. And then your consul and ambassador has to be on a list where they can call and verify your information. There's a part of there's a Caucasian a community that they got their shit together in every state, all 50 states. And I don't shout out a lot of people, but Anna Von Reitz, they got their shit together, man. But they're not gonna accept everybody part of their private congregation, especially if you know. You got to look like them. They definitely not letting me part of, but I'm still tied to it. So, but they doing their thing, man. They got it together. Man. But they'll get your land paperwork and land jurisdiction to get you all together on that. What we're talking about is the contracts, and that's admiralty, maritime. This is water jurisdiction. This is what the government owns, and that's what I would say I'm proficient in and an expert in is admiralty and maritime, dealing with these contracts, contract law. So utilizing a public attorney admits you to a public jurisdiction. So I need y'all to understand, if you didn't hurt nobody anyways, if it's a court case, something like that, child support case, there's no victim, then you need to understand it's not a crime. It's all civil. So you can get a trust attorney to help you. Because if you get a defense attorney, it makes you a defendant. Did y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm following you.
So if you get a trust attorney, what's that make you? That makes you a trustee. Right?
Gotcha.
Right.
Trust attorneys only represent trustees, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
All right. Defense attorneys only represent defendants. So correct. If you get a defense attorney, you just accepted that position as a defendant. Mm. I hope that makes sense, man. I hope the congregation is with me on that, man.
It made perfect sense.
I'm glad.
You set yourself up pretty much.
Y'all feel like y'all got y'all's money's worth right now? The internet went down or anything?
This is that. I'm good. I'm enjoying this.
I'm gonna keep going though. I'm just making sure, man.
And I'm on OnlyFans, so I'm chillin'.
I gotta make sure I'm doing my job.
Nah, you good, bro?
I need y'all to know where we're going at. You're gonna have to know this shit, man. I'm about to start playing dumb as a motherfucker. I'm gonna go to rehab and act like I didn't know nothing. I was high. Straight up. Might shave my head. Take the golds out, man. Turn white on y'all.
Oh, God, he's crazy.
Municipal courts. Y'all need to get land and start growing food. I'm talking about that shit's crucial right now. That's how they're going to start controlling people. I'm about to slide in some shit now.
That's what I'm trying to do, man.
When you see me get off topic, listen to that shit. Start saving canned goods, food, growing food. Start buying seeds. I don't care if you ain't got no land. Get some seeds. Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need, man. But I see governments and states, they're pushing to go back to the gold standard. So I'm just wondering, who got gold like that? You know what I mean? Because I doubt the states got gold. And if everybody starts buying gold, and they're not going to be selling the shit back to the states first, I guarantee that. But let's get back to it, man. See, but I'm talking about seeds and land. Get that shit, man. Growing food, that's going to be gold. Municipal courts, administrative courts, and officers of such courts, administrators, and agents alike operate under color of law. And I need y'all to understand this, because right now they are bankrupting the shit out of these municipal courts and municipal fucking... I'm talking about, listen, all the funding is going to the people now. And they're doing it on purpose because they're ushering in RoboCops. So, but I need y'all to know what's going on. So this is why when you start learning what's going on, they're going to let you in, man. You implement it correctly, they're going to give you what's due to you. But understand why they're doing it. You know, all you got to know is a little bit of something, man. They know they owe you. This land is yours. Just know that. They can't own none of the land. This shit's yours, man.
Right.
Time's up, man. Time to make a new contract for their ass. Now, they have a colorable jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction over the live person. Some people call it the natural person, but if you use the person word in certain courts, they're going to fucking blue block blame your ass. Mm-hmm. I don't even say I'm the people. I say I'm a living soul. But in state courts, most state courts I've seen, you've been cool with using the natural person word, but you're not going to be able to use that on a federal level. Natural person, that's under 28 USC 3002. Person still includes a natural person. Colorable persons or fictitious persons, corporate persons, chattel property, they all fall under this colorable jurisdiction. This is why it's so very important to correct your political status. They control the colors if you say you a color. Nationality is a key order at the end of the day. Their authority is over those who are in their jurisdiction, who subscribe to them. It's necessary for you to declare that you are not a corporate person, nor are you a member of the public sectors of society. This is the only way you can create any true wealth and inheritance for your future offspring, so they'll never again have a loss of state. Public banks, you cannot hand down wealth. The bar attorney has a superseding oath to the British Accredit Registry. That's the bar. British Accreditation Registry. The first loyalty is to the court and the undertaker in the black robe. Bar attorney's first allegiance is to the crown and not you. They are there to make you believe someone is fighting for you, but the truth of the matter is they are here to help presume administrator of your estate. The bar attorney wearing the black robe makes as much money as possible for the court and the state. The judge is administrating the estate of the incompetent, and his main objective is to make revenue for the state. And this is why I tell people to sui juris instead of pro se. Pro se, you're still under their jurisdiction. Sui juris puts you in your right state of mind and the right to contract. Now, the state, when you go in there, the state is always acting as the beneficiary of your estate. Whoever claims the name is being put into the trustee position of the estate. So whoever claims the name, the registrar is the court of probate, and probate deals with estates of deceased. So one is in the act of dying. The certificate of live birth has a state seal and a registrar's signature, which is proof that the estate is in or has been in probate. So I'm going to say that again. The registrar is the court of probate, and probate deals with the estates of the deceased. The certificate of live birth has a state seal and registrar's signature, which is certifiable proof that the estate is in or has been in probate. To the courts, people are dead, missing in action, legal fiction entities, wards of the state, bastard children, orphans, essentially infant, which means unable to speak. They do not wish to deal with the public directly. This is why they want an attorney to speak to them. Right out of the corpus juris and the ward of the state, an imbecile, a menace to society, and incompetent, essentially unable to speak intelligently, an infant. Take it as you will. Therefore, claim your rightful inheritance, claim to be living, or better yet, the executor of the new estate. You have come to clean up the mess of the trustees and those who are acting without you giving them authority, such as a warrant. The state cannot do business with or enter into contracts with a living, breathing human being. This is why they create the certificate of live birth, making you to appear to be a fictitious entity. They had to turn the name into a corporation so they could create a sense of control by ways of contract using the trust estate and probate law. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to everybody?
That's crazy, man.
Hey, perfect sense, man. That's crazy.
Wow.
Any questions?
Don, I got one quick question.
Let's go over any discussion or anything I just said too, because that makes me feel good that y'all know what is going on. Because I talked about, a lot of people talk about this straw man stuff and what's going on. They don't know shit about probate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So when the judge, all right, so you see how, like, when you go in the courtroom, you got the judge and you got somebody on the laptop. That person on the laptop basically is the trustee.
Yeah, is what you know what, somebody working for the judge or the clerk. Because the clerk is really in the clerk's hands. You got to understand, if you look up the word bank, B-A-N-C, look up the word bank, definition of bank. It's the seat on which a judge sits. Every court has a clerk. The judge don't, you can't even hand that to the judge. You got to hand it to the clerk first.
Okay. That's why they said
every courthouse is a bank. You know, like when you go in there and ask for motion of discovery, that's bullshit. Go in there and ask for accounting. You got a damn clerk. You want full accounting. Do you know how a judge gets paid? Being a judge is a job, right?
Yeah.
They get paid by their bond.
Maybe.
You know what a bond is? Yeah, a bond is like insurance, bro.
Facts.
There it is.
You go into jail, you create a bond. Right?
Damn.
Right.
So that means you got paid. Bond is evidence of a debt, though. And it has to be, it's like a loan. It has to be paid back.
Okay.
So they get a paycheck, just like anybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out who's paying them. But if the court case is on you, you are funding this whole fucking thing, this whole court case. Anybody ever been to jail?
Yeah.
That I'm talking to?
Yeah.
My uncle.
Hey, anybody ever took it to trial?
Hell no.
I did.
Mm-mm. Who said I did?
Like child support, what kind of trial?
No, trial.
Nah, hell no. I'm good.
Box it up.
I'm good.
If you're about to take it to trial, they're gonna tell you that they're gonna try to give you a plea deal usually before trial because the state don't want to take it to trial because it's gonna cost the state a lot of money. And if the state loses, they don't get access to the funding. Does that make sense? So they create these notes, these bonds, and they turn them into securities, and then at maturity, that's when they get paid. Anybody ever had a government contract? You ever heard of a government contract?
I heard of it, never had one.
But so what you do is you can put bids on jobs and get funding from the government, correct?
Right.
So what are you doing when you go into court and you say you understand your charge? Isn't that a contract with the government?
Yeah, because you understand the charges.
Yeah, and so you're creating the funding, though. You're gifting it from your Social Security Trust account. Mm. Everybody, anybody been to jail, you know they got trustees, right?
Yeah. I was one of them mopping and shit.
So you became a trustee and they put you in jail. If there's a trustee, there's got to be a beneficiary, correct?
I wasn't benefiting, facts, though.
Because you changed roles.
Yeah, you're right. It makes sense, bro, for sure.
The trustee became the property. That's what you became. You became the property to pay off the trust or whatever it is that you think it was owed in exchange for the benefits.
That's wicked, bro.
The jail gets paid when they house an offender, right?
Like a warehouse.
So where's this money coming from?
It gotta be from their stock that's in that warehouse.
It's coming from their Social Security number. I've been to the feds. I got a tooth pulled. They said account number. I look at the account number on the paperwork because you gotta hand the paperwork to the doctor yourself. On the paperwork, the account number was the Social Security number. I said, God damn.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Whoever had a phone call from somebody locked up?
Shit, me.
It says, to accept this call from an offender, add money now to an offender's trust account. Correct it, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put money on the offender's books?
Nah.
Account. Can you send a prisoner money?
Put it on their account.
But how's they getting it? They getting it through a trust fund. You're funding the trust.
That's crazy.
And you can't even, they can't, it can't be used against them either because it's a gift. Depends on your state, though. They will take their money, man. Missouri will leave your ass for $5.
I seen one to get money and they should get stripped off.
Hey, the state will take your money and pay the victims with it.
Wow.
That's funny. You ain't lying.
Damn. Hey, that's Missouri, boy. That's how Missouri gets down, man.
Mm-mm.
So this stuff making sense, man. I just want to make sure. All right, man. I need you to understand, you are the government. Quit blaming the government. Blame yourself, man.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where borders can limit opportunities, one book dares to challenge the norm and empower foreign nationals like never before. Introducing Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by best-selling author Don Kalam. Did you know there is a difference being a citizen and national? This is for foreign nationals seeking to expand their horizons. Do you dream of obtaining a diplomatic passport and the freedom it brings? Don Kalam reveals the secrets to unlocking diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Discover why you are already a foreign national, learn the steps to obtain a diplomatic passport, and explore how you can be recognized by numerous nations on your diplomatic journey. Most never knew they could have diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. This book is a game changer for anyone seeking freedom and recognition on the international stage. Get your copy of Can't Touch This today and embark on a journey towards diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Order your copy now and unlock the power of diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Blame yourself and take control.
What was that?
I said blame yourself and you got to take control now. Like, you know.
So listen, you have to take control. Quit letting people call you that name. You always say, I'm looking for the... Listen, no offense to anybody in my class right now.
I'm learning right now.
No offense. I'm being me, all right? This is who I am for real, okay?
Yeah, make it happen.
And if it offends you, I apologize. Unsubscribe now.
They ain't defending nobody, bro. They won't be on here. Look, listen.
If somebody says, "Hey, where are you, Jeffrey McBride?" Gonna say, "I'm looking for that nigga too." And as simple as that, I'm looking for him too. Well, he owes us some money. That nigga owes me some money too. The fuck? But shit, this nigga got me in because you got to understand. Let me know if y'all disagree with me right now. You can take that birth certificate and be identified with it, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, are you 6 pounds, 8 ounces, nigga? How you getting identified with a birth certificate?
That's the first thing they want, the birth certificate, IDs, and socials and shit.
So you gotta understand why. Certificate means title of ownership.
That's wild.
Bro, if that was your birth certificate, you would have the original. That's not yours. You only control what you create. The name was given to you. And then they gave it to somebody else right in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. The registrar.
You was just fine, then you got defined. Mm. It's like voodoo. So, you know, they say the phone is like a black mirror, right?
Mm.
So is the paperwork. The paperwork is like a form of you. The forms of you create the forms of you in the system. The forms you volunteer, the information you volunteer. They don't know who you are until you volunteer the information. Whether you're going to the stores, this is all the public. You go to the Amish grocery store, they're not fucking volunteering no information to the government.
They don't.
You can use anybody's credit card. Don't be trying to scam now.
No, I don't.
They're not going to turn you in. You didn't hurt nobody.
It ain't, it's a party.
Y'all gotta start following me now. Seeing me buying horses and buggies, man. I fuck with credit. I'm a cashier with the full faith and credit with the Amish, man. Do y'all know how Dubai was made? Off all credit, man.
That's crazy.
Celebration City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bugsy Siegel, gangster created. Las Vegas, Nevada, Bugsy Siegel. Mm. I'm telling you cities now. I'm telling you major cities. The Vatican was created by one motherfucker, man. And that's a whole country that controls the fucking world now. Washington, D.C. 10 by 10, I own more land than D.C. You understand?
Yeah.
So I need y'all to understand. You can run the world, man. But we just focused on the wrong shit. Change your focus, you're gonna change your life, man. Because when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
You stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. You better know who you are. You better understand you royalty already.
Right.
So color of law. Black scientifically means death. White means purity. Purity means God. God's supreme ruler of the land. Supremacy means supreme. So you better, they want to ask who you are. Tell them you're a white supremacist. If that's who's running shit, you dig what I'm saying? Quit being scared. Create your own definitions. So if you want to be a color, you want to be white on the record, man. White people got full privilege, sovereign immunity, diplomatic immunity up until they get that Social Security number.
Yeah.
And that's facts. So attorney of law means color of law. And of means without. So it's just what it states. One who is practicing law donates color law. A semblance of that which is real but is not the law. Law is common to all and there's no license to practice law or to exercise your rights. You do not need a fucking license to exercise your rights. Now that it sounds, it makes sense when you put it like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The courts give you your rights, don't they? If you don't know them, right?
That's true.
But if you know your rights, you don't need a license to exercise them. So thus, there's no such thing as a licensed attorney, man. He or she may have a bar association membership card, but there's not a license. So anybody that's ever been represented by a fucking licensed attorney, that's enough information for you to go get some money, man.
I'm about to go collect.
That's fine. And you can even write them a letter, simple as this, like, you remember writing me, you know, or talk to them, call them on the phone, like, are you a licensed attorney? You remember representing me such and such? Well, produce your license.
Damn, that simple?
You know, if you get them to say they got a license, the license to practice law on the record, it's over with for them.
Damn.
Then you can get that shit snatched from their ass.
Mm.
That's a bar card. All that means they have a membership to a private association. Y'all know about the Moors out here?
Yeah, you know how they have
nationality cards?
Mm-hmm.
So that's their membership to the private association. Freemasons have cards. KKK members have cards. This is how they identify. I just gave y'all $1 million worth of game right there.
Right. Yeah, that's $2 million worth of game.
Look up the Bohemian Grove. They got private membership cards. That's how they identify. Drake ain't got no ID. He got a Bohemian Grove membership card. Look this shit up, man. I'm giving y'all game, man.
I'm ready.
Marcus Crump said $1 billion worth of game. I appreciate it. So there is law, which is proper, and then there's color law, a semblance of which is real, but it's not. This they practice daily upon the masses. There is a corporate person, which is a corporation, and then there's a living person, which is you. A natural person or a living person can be injured, and when injured, remedy exists. In fact, unless there is an injured party, there's no violation before the court for you to seek remedy for. You can only either injure a body, injure property, or breach a contract. Anything outside of that is not an injury, and it violates your right to be left alone, to do as you freely wish, provided you do not violate anyone else's right to do the same. Yet a fictitious person or corporation cannot be injured. As soon as you identify with the birth certificate, they know that your rights will be given to you. You're a shareholder of whatever corporation they got going on. And shareholders' rights are given to them. They told you when you got locked up, you know you no longer have rights. As soon as you pled guilty, you gave them bitches up. There are two different persons at law, and you must know the difference and know which one you are and are not. A corporation is a person, a corporate person, and then you are a person, a living person or a natural person. In law, there's civil liter mortuus, meaning dead in the eyes of the law, and then there's in full life. Also, I want to add law of the flag of corporate seals and stamps. So when you see the corporate seal and stamp, you see them stamps from the Secretary of State and all them people, the president offices. These are the law of the flag. The corporate seals and stamps, the principle of maritime international law, that the sailors and the vessels will be subject to the law of the state, corresponding to the flag flown by the vessel. And the gold fringe around the flag represents maritime and admiralty law, which is the law of the sea and contracts, and always represents color of law. Does everybody know about the Sesta K. Vi Act? Y'all heard of that?
Yeah.
Just don't call it that in the public. Call it what it is, Social Security Trust.
Right.
if you go in court talking about the Sesta K. Vi Act, they might fucking put you in the loony bin, right?
Hell
well, what
yeah.
about the Social Security Trust? Will they put you in a loony bin then?
Nah, they're going to get quiet.
They're going to get quiet. They might fucking dismiss your shit. But wouldn't you say this court case is being paid for with my Social Security number?
I'll be shaking.
So the Sesta K. Vi Act of 1666 made public capital names all dead at birth to protect our property. Thus, if you abandon the estate, cast beyond the sea, lost at sea, dead to the world. And if one day we were ever to return from sea and announce that we are alive, we can take our lawful place as executors of our own estates. During this time, more ships, more travel by sea, and more people leaving the country for the new world, America, never to return. They was coming to America, they wasn't coming back. That's why this was created. Now, the Social Security Trust is a real retirement trust, but you didn't establish it, and it's considered a custodial account. This is what the public borrows against, which increases the United States national debt. Beginning with birth, an infant is the descendant of an estater or grantor, owner or truster of a trust, guardianship, receivership, or custodianship that has yet to receive a Social Security number. So I want y'all to understand that's a true definition of an infant. An infant is the descendant of an estate or grantor, owner or truster of a trust, guardianship, receivership, a custodianship that has yet to receive a Social Security number. That's the Internal Revenue Manual. So your mother allegedly abandoned you at birth. And if you notice that the mother signs as the informant and not the father. On the birth certificate, this certificate volunteers a change of status. So in the beginning was the word. That's the ultrasound. One sound, the ultrasound. It can be compared to the tracking of a package that will be delivered soon with an expectancy date. Once delivered, the newborn in the maternity ward is now considered an infant or a ward of the state. As your mother, as the informant, a person who informs on another person to authority, signed your record of live birth, allegedly acting as a trustee of the executors, which is the father's estate. So she's acting as a trustee of the executor's estate, which is your father. That's why I call it a per son, one son. You can only be saved through the father. You can only call one man your father. That's in the Bible. And that's one reason why they use the Bible. So if she declared she was married, then the father and mother are one in law, and thus the mother would have the same authority as the father, the executor. However, as an unmarried woman, they assume she's acting as the co-executor of the estate or in the capacity of a trustee, one with authority to sign over property. However, she has none without her husband's approval in a common law marriage. So if you weren't married, she never had property over the kids. I want y'all to know that. You got child support issues. So I'm going to say that again. An unmarried woman, they assume she is acting as the co-executor of the estate or in the capacity of a trustee, one with authority to sign over the property. However, she has none without her husband's approval. In a civil marriage, she has no authority. We must also note that the line of executor would fall on the nearest male relative. Not only is the mother without legal representation, no male is listed either. In fact, all male relationships are left off of the documentation. Hence, in law, person or person, as one can only be saved through the father. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Judges wear the black robes and the Pope wear the white robes. They are deemed your father until proper political status correction, which the church is a family Bible or a family record, and it can be used for records and identification. This is all based from a system dealing with full faith and credit. The Bible is a fact in the courtroom because if you claim it with your certificate and other government contracts, you show your status as a Roman citizen or slave, and you shall own nothing, and your rights are given to you. There's absolutely no reason for the father not to be on the birth record except for religion. Matthew 23:9, and call no man your father on the earth, for one is your father, even he who is in heaven. The First Amendment clearly prevents the government from adding his name. Y'all got any questions over that?
Nope.
That's basically all I'm going to go over today for y'all, man. Just let me know what y'all need help with right now. And then I want to make sure y'all get, I did send everybody, if you're in the OnlyFans, the first 50, I will get you the trust set up. If you have questions on what you need to do with it, if you want to get a bank account set up with it, because I highly advise everybody to start operating from an unincorporated association standpoint or a regular trust, man. Have a trust. Quit using these personal accounts, especially if you have a business in the public, which you're already operating in the public. You want to have a trust account. You want to have some protection because laws are changing, man. Going into 2024, they're changing. They're changing like crazy and fast. So you can record with the land, and I'll give you all this website too. I'm not endorsed by them at all. They charge like $50. They'll get all your paperwork together. Let's see if I can find this shit. I think I found it. No, I'm just finding letters. I don't know the actual website. I got it in my phone somewhere. But they file your shit on land, man. Yeah, I think I got it. I do got it. All right, mystatusselect.com.
I think I already did them already. But yeah, that's definitely a good one.
Yeah, listen. I don't know if that's their website, though. It's with Anna Van Reitz, though. They connect with her.
Yeah, it's like $50 to $75. Right. It depends on what package you get. But yeah,
how much they charge?
I paid like the $75. I did the baby deeds and all that.
Yeah. So you just gotta learn how to claim them correctly.
And I got the ID and all.
So literally, that's what I use. I'm using that in the case right now.
Yeah, now, I beat my child support with it.
You beat your child support with it? And how much shit cost, man?
Hey, man. Hey, look. I'm the only nigga out this way that ain't been in jail for child support. I ain't go to court or nothing.
I'll be on the same shit, bro. I'll be on the same shit, but I'm getting custody of my kids with the shit.
Oh, that's dope. You gonna get
how the baby fuck did that, dog?
The baby landy, bro. He just said it, man. Listen. Hey, and he been the only one saying it making sense too. Who is that, man?
His main. It's maintain. I just joined OnlyFans a couple days ago. I got in early a little bit.
Jermaine, I don't know you, man.
He's talking.
Yeah, I ain't never. Fun, I'm so. Just now hip. I'm just now getting hip to you, though. That's why I'm.
Hey, but you, but yeah, bro. So you in tune, bro? We gonna have to connect, man. Make sure hit me up so we can connect. I can make sure you get a 1-on-1, man, for real. All
right,
because you in tune, bro. Hey, so look. So the thing is, when I learned about the GSA bond, let me tell you how I did child support. Because I always been on the money tip first, right?
Yeah, I ain't got that far with it. I see the bonds, though.
So you want? So look, how child support's even made? If the mother gets on food stamps, she's accepting grant money, and they make the father pay back the grant money, which is illegal, right?
Right.
So what a lot of people don't know is when you're going into a court case and you bond the case, the whole case gets bonded. You create something called an appearance bond.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to pay for the whole court case. And if you don't show up, you automatically go in default and they can access your trust account. All court cases is just a claim on Social Security Trust. So what I learned what to do is throw the child support bond in default. You throw the GSA bond in default and then you make the proceeds go to you.
I ain't got that far yet. I can't wait to get mine.
Does that make sense?
Hell yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, like, it does.
Man, look, I've been free for like a year and a half, bro. Like, I ain't been to court. The sheriff came to the door.
I'm going to show you another way to get money, though. If you say you got some court costs or some fines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay that shit with a money order or a check that you know how to trace. And when that bitch gets deposited, you're going to see that it gets deposited into a 508c1a. Judge Association. It gets deposited a private membership. Damn. Judge Association, bro. You bring this shit up in court, bro, they gonna cash you out.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hey, they gonna cash you out. I'm just showing y'all ways to get money, man.
Yeah, you saying
anytime,
some real shit, though.
Anytime you're in these situations, they don't know who the fuck you are, bro. You know this shit. You want to play the game real quick. Let them know who the fuck you is. They gonna cash you out and tell you keep the fuck on. So next time they run your name, it's gonna be like, do not fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, leave him alone. Yeah, I got me a little ID, so yeah, they don't.
Yeah, no doubt. So I like to carry IDs that are in the public, so I'm not gonna stunt with that one.
No, I got
people always ask me. People always ask me, why do you got a Choctaw ID? Because they recognize this motherfucker. That's why.
Right.
What if the child support case already closed and passed a few months? Can you still claim old funds?
A few months?
Yeah.
You can go back 3 years, buddy.
Oh, Don, we going to link up, Don. We going to talk, Don.
Hey, help me go back. Talk. I'll cut you in.
Hell yeah, Ken.
How far can you go back with child support?
I got one guy, he can go back 5, but I can go back 3.
My shit last year.
All right, and you know, you're just dealing with the GSA. You're dealing with them GSA bonds, superior courts. You're going to put the district court superior or your superior courts on notice, and then the GSA and then the IRS. Y'all got to understand the IRS is truly your friend. Y'all got to stop being scared of them, man. Once you figure out who the fuck you are, they're going to appoint you an account manager. You get to holler at this nigga. It's not going to say anything from the IRS. It's going to say your account manager. And he's going to sign that shit. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I just heard. I need that account manager.
Do you even know what the fuck America is? They got kings and queens everywhere else, don't they?
Corporation, baby.
Don't they, right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
All these other countries are ran by royalty, correct?
Right.
Why ain't America ran by royalty?
Everybody ain't woke up yet.
Because the people are the royalty. They can't make you slaves. Because the whole corporation of America, this is the land of the free. This is truly Israel. They created that bullshit Israel, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is the land of the free, okay? This is the promised land. They cannot have no kings. They can't have, because you are the royalty. They will always protect you. It's set up to protect you. If you go in another country and some shit go down, they will come pick you up. You do want to be a U.S. citizen if some shit go down in Afghanistan. You do want to be a U.S. citizen if you're fucking in China and some shit go down. If a motherfucker sneaks over here and they're over here illegally, America would ship your ass back, right or wrong.
That's true. Right.
Not everybody that applies for a social security number can get one, right or wrong.
Right.
I don't give a fuck you was born here or not. Nigga, you ain't getting one. Everybody that got a social security number is royalty. You gave up your royal, divine, royal shit. Listen, how many niggas do they kill every fucking day? How many people do they kill every fucking day?
A lot.
America is ruthless, right or wrong?
Ruthless, definitely.
The only reason why you still breathing is because they can't kill you. They're getting paid off your essence. Your essence is so valuable that they can fucking rake on 20 million just by you breathing. Yeah. And you're so caught up in blaming everybody else that you don't understand that fucking you just living is worth fucking millions of dollars. And you got to learn how to recapture that. You got to learn how to recapture your essence and your value. And that's the name of the game over here in the promised land. Does that make sense?
Make perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say life starting in Africa. Does everybody in Africa got Wi-Fi?
Hell no.
Why does everybody over here got Wi-Fi? Why does everybody over here got cell phones so they can track your ass?
Right.
Everybody in America is being tracked and watched and monitored and recorded, correct?
Correct. DNA and all.
Hey, only how I'm going to stock somebody is if they valuable. That pussy got some power on it. I might stock that bitch. You feel me?
Yeah.
Already.
You know? Hey. So obviously you got some power on you. Man, they stalking you. They want to figure out your habits, what you like. They need your attention. We getting paid off streams now.
Yeah,
that means you are the stream. So when you understand this, then you start understanding how to capture your essence back to regain your power. I started off by making my name an LLC first, and that shit was working. And now I've seen that in 2022, a lot of people woke up to this. What they've been doing is something called the alter ego doctrine. So then you're going to have to learn real business, record labels. Learn how to manage your own record label, have control of your record label, because you can sell your soul to a record label, right or wrong.
Right.
Do what they do, man. Just make sure you can control it. Everybody used to talk about the Freemasons running the courtrooms and all this shit, right? That's a private faith-based organization. It's a private church. They got their own private membership cards, everything. That's their own private government. That's what goes down.
It makes sense,
and just like the Amish. Jehovah's Witnesses, just like the Amish. Y'all remember Jehovah's Witnesses in school?
Mm-hmm. More than,
they didn't do no Pledge of Allegiance, did they?
Hell no. Nah.
Nope.
They didn't have to partake in anything they didn't want to, and they still got an A.
That's crazy.
Trying to teach y'all game, man. Ain't too many Jehovah's Witnesses locked up. They all out here making money, man.
Definitely don't see no Jehovah's in there.
I know, because you had the judge as your witness and they had Jehovah as theirs.
Crazy. He ain't lying.
Straight up.
They knew
they're already part of a kingdom, Kingdom Hall. They know how to operate in the public and the private. That's what they right. do. The same way with the Latter-day Saints. All these people, man. Y'all got to look and see how they operate. Everybody grew up going to church, right?
Yeah, here and there. I got drug in there.
Well, but you heard about people in churches going in different countries yeah. and stuff like that?
Yeah, I heard.
All right, so with that being stated, how was they getting money if they in Africa? They had to set up a bank account in Africa, right?
Right.
All right, you can't set up no regular bank account in Africa with your birth certificate.
Right.
So this is why it's important about having your own church. A church is recognized all across the world. Makes sense?
Make perfect sense.
All right, I'm just trying to make sure, man. I'm just trying to make sure. They also said you could feed children in Africa, right? Y'all seen these commercials, right?
It ain't fair.
All right, so set up your motherfucking nonprofit in Africa some motherfucking where. Talking about you feeding children.
Damn. Crazy.
You can get your a virtual address. We can get you a mail order, bride.
Hey, can I feed some kids in Canada?
Hey, I got a homegirl. She said, listen. She was like, how much was you going to send me, Don? I'm going to send you 1,000. She said, I can get 1,000 per cell phone. Why don't you send me some cell phones? Hey, straight up. Straight up. 1,000 in the cell phone.
There you go.
That's a move.
Can it be used one?
If you get the listen, I got this iPhone 15 right now, bro. Hey, you take this down there. I might get 100 bands off this month.
Right. Yeah.
Joe break it.
But yeah, that's what private banking is, international banking and trade, man. You're not gonna have no tax havens, you're not gonna have no benefits, protected from taxes. You set up a Swiss bank account with a birth certificate. Well, you're gonna have to show different ways for identity and verification. Even certain wealth accounts and managers I've set up. Their only verification is through people. Yeah. They have a select group of people that can show up and verify that that's who they are, instead of using devices. Because you know we use our thumbprint, our face recognition, all that shit, man. There's still accounts that actually use live people for verification. I know a lot of y'all might not never heard of that.
Hell no.
But, man, just let me know if y'all have any questions over anything we went over today, man. I want to make sure y'all understanding what's going on just a little bit before I start assisting y'all with the trust. The next thing I'm going to dig into is I want y'all to truly understand unincorporated associations. When you set up your unincorporated association, all it is your constitution, which is your law, your articles for your business, a banking resolution. I just had a call yesterday. Literally, he thought I was so intelligent, man. The dude was like, because listen, bro, and if he would have asked me these questions 2 years ago, I couldn't answer none of them. And I was Don Kalam 2 years ago. But he's like, I got these businesses. And since he's anonymous on his businesses. So he don't have no proof. He didn't get no proof to prove that it's his business. So I had to show him how to set up that. So one way is a banking resolution. if you have somebody as a registered agent or somebody who signs up as your manager and you're in one of those states. All right, I see you. I see. He said he got a check coming in tomorrow. But you're in one of these charging order protection states, which is Nevada, Alaska, Delaware. I think he's set up in Wyoming. Mine's all set up in Nevada or Delaware. You can have a manager set it up, and then you don't have to update anybody when that manager resigns. So what you do is you appoint the new manager. You have paperwork appointing the new manager, and then you have that. You have the old manager resign right away. We don't have to update nothing with the IRS or the state, and that's the paperwork that you take into the bank to open up an account. Or you can just have a meeting, something called a banking resolution. And that's what I use, is a banking resolution.
Another manager could be like, you're like a friend?
Yeah. Friend, wife, business person. Yeah. This is what attorneys do for people.
Yeah.
Attorneys in these states. I use business attorneys. I do utilize business attorneys. You know, I talk and say what I say about attorneys having bar cards. All that shit's true. Yeah. But when you're in the business world and corporate world, you still want a business attorney. And if you know some Jewish ones, get a Jewish one, because they're the ones that own the banks.
Yeah, I know.
They know everybody. You want to get in the circle because they know everybody, man.
Well, I know some good
ones. You know, and if he doesn't do a good job at first, you have to stick with him. You just have to sit down with him and tell him what's going on, because the Jewish community was shot and shun you because you didn't stick with them.
Okay, yeah.
Switch up. Loyalty means everything in the Jewish community. I'm just saying, if you're going that route, and I need y'all to understand, man, I've been able to tap in with some Amish people, but all they do is do this or this. They don't say shit to me. They just shake their head yes or no.
Wow.
I like that, because I got the fresh lineup today. Yeah.
Nice.
So. Yeah, I'm getting ready. So listen, I'm getting ready. A lot of stuff went down. I'm just letting my private congregation know, man. A lot of stuff did go down with some of the members that I was dealing with the Gifted Guardians. And so I had to take the podcast down, but they are on Don Kalam. The podcast, I will be re-releasing the podcast, the video versions. And I just got to have my paperwork right before anybody that I have on board. So that's what I'm doing then. And I got a headquarters in Las Vegas. I'm going to be doing podcasts in Las Vegas and Orlando. I probably won't be the one actually doing everything in Vegas, but I will be the one doing it in Orlando. So, like I just heard the homie. He sound like he in tune. Jermaine, if you want to fucking come hop on the podcast, bro, holler at me, man. Because I'm transitioning. I just got offered some network deals, bro, for TV. One of them is Viewpoint. They got like 4.1 million viewers on their network. And then I've already talked to like Tubi and a lot of different places on the Roku channels. So
it's dope. I'm definitely I'm hit you on the OnlyFans. I'm hit you up.
Yeah, no doubt. And then my main goal is I want y'all to learn the private shit, but you will definitely learn it for sure if you have something to protect. So
yeah, got lots to protect.
There's I can show people how to get funded, man. And then it's about creating opportunities and create. I'm working on building my own city. So that's what's going down. So I don't really like where it's at. I would like to do it somewhere else, but I'm going where I got land at right now. But if we can get somewhere like Texas, I got access to 10 acres down there. I want some more.
Texas.
Yeah, I want to go. Florida's just too expensive, though.
That's smart, though.
Right now, I would rather do Florida, but you know, we got hurricanes and everything. No, we'll wipe our whole city out.
What part of Texas? I'm in Texas now, bro.
I got access to a lot of land out there, man.
What part? What about?
Oh, yeah. So listen, the guy I get land from, he just died from leukemia. But his wife, let me see if their website's still up.
I talked
to his wife and his son. I talked to his wife and his son. But I want y'all to know, man. Any of y'all in here smoke weed?
Yeah.
I smoking on Cali right now in Orlando because Orlando got some boo boo, but I pay $400 a zip in Orlando, right? Not even a stunt. Pressure though, but so 400 ounce. So I want you to know what I spend a month or spend. I ain't gonna say a month because I get a lot of weed a month, but what I spend on 1 ounce of weed, I could have got some land. Probably two different.
Oh, yeah. I'm mad as hell. Damn.
This is my blunts are like $60. I put all that good stuff in it.
So look, I'm gonna put their website's still up, but I'm gonna put one of them in the chat. It's landdiscounts.com. I just sent it to Mike. My bad. Let me send it to the group. Landdiscounts.com. And let me find the other one I go through. I don't know. They probably won't be getting no more land. So when this shit sold out. But that's where I get my land and make fucking. Because as soon as you make one, you put the down payment down and make. As soon as you put the down payment down, you can build on it right away. Now, all properties don't do that everywhere. These websites I'm giving you do. And then MustangLand.com. Yeah, they don't have that much. They don't have that much. They still got some for sale. They don't got that much like they used to. They sold out in Cali, Arizona, New Mexico. But the reason why I'm in Nevada is because they don't have no restrictions. You can grow weed. You can do all of that.
Yeah.
They got 48. I'm in Elko County. I'm in Eureka County. I'm in Crescent Valley, the one that's for sale right now. There's shit for sale there. Because there's some shit I still want out there, man. Like that 20 acres right there for $12,000. I might grab that shit right now. I got the cash for it right now. The cash price $12,000. 20 acres. Then we got 30 acres for $30,000. And then one of my students just got some land on from MustangLand.com too in Nevada, not too far from us. And all they're paying is $100 a month. They're paying $100 a month. She put $150 down and she pays $100 a month.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm at.
You can be a true sovereign now. Free man on the land, create your own law. You remember when you was a kid and you went to jail, who could get you out?
Parents.
So that's whose law? Your parents is always the true law. You give up your rights of your parentship to the government. I need y'all to understand that. So I don't know if y'all looking at the land, the websites I sent y'all.
Yeah.
So MustangLand.com and then LandDiscounts.com. But MustangLand.com is definitely affordable. And right there alone, you could turn that into a hustle, buying land, or you can even turn this into a course. Teach people how to get land or whatever. Just go through the process. Once you pay them off, they're going to send you a warranty deed. And then I can show you how to turn it into a land patent and get a trust and all of that. Put it on an unincorporated association. As soon as you get land, you won't put it in an unincorporated association. But I'm telling you, my shit's right in the mountains, dog. I got mountains surrounded by mountains, man.
Guess what?
So I'm looking at one right now, Elko, Nevada, 1 acre, $150 down, $100 per month for 72 months. And then you pay $250 for the paperwork or the service processing fee. You get the land. And this is where, you know, they're growing food and everything. So y'all good, man? I need to answer any more questions. Just DM me if you're on the OnlyFans. And that's consult ready when you want to do a consult. I'm also going to do a class tomorrow, a webinar tomorrow. I'm going to do a live tomorrow. I might do it on the Instagram, but I'm also going to upload it to the OnlyFans. So all my important stuff is going to be uploaded to the OnlyFans. Sometimes they don't let me put up all the videos. If I feel it's important, I'm going to be putting it on the DonKalam.com website. Everybody that did pay for the lifetime that might not necessarily be on the OnlyFans, you will all just reach out to me. I'll make sure you get the website password because it will change every month. The website password. I'm going to post it on the OnlyFans and message it to everybody every month. When the password changes, I'm going to change it in February. But if you paid $500 or more, I'm going to make sure that you always get that that website password, man.
Yeah.
And then let me know if there's anything that you, any ideas or anything y'all want to discuss. If you want to talk about this shit on the podcast, let me know. I'd rather you have a business or a service to offer so we can both get paid, because my followers, they rock with who I rock with. And that's why I only fuck with people that's official.
All right.
And you message me, Marcus. Marcus, for the lifetime, just message me. You got to message me. And we'll start from there. Put your email address. You want a copy of this replay. Put your email address in the chat right now. And then make sure I get y'all's information. I'm going to start doing the trust. I got 50 people that signed up that I'm going to do the trust for. So give me a month and get everybody's. But you know, I'm going to stay up night and day doing this shit for y'all, man. I'm going to do it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because it's just plug and play. That's all I'm doing is copy and pasting. I got a whole app for a trust. And as a matter of fact, I'll talk about that tomorrow. Because y'all can get the app for $50, man. Or someplace you can get it for free with a Net30 account. Oh, another thing is y'all can all open up a trust account right now tonight. Are y'all interested in that? You don't need no trust documents, though. It's just a basic trust. And that's that. Download the Fidelity app on your phone. I literally just opened up a trust account before I came to this class. Fidelity. Open up an account on Fidelity, and you can open up a trust account. You can open up a state account. There's a whole a lot of different accounts. And you should get familiar with a Fidelity account, because that's truthfully where I hold the portfolios. That's where all my assets are being held. It's through a Fidelity account. I don't talk about this a lot in the public because I don't want somebody to try to run this game. You really don't even want to talk about it. They might shut you down. But Fidelity, that's where everybody's shit's being held. Shit. That's where them securities for your birth certificates being held, goddamn it. All in Fidelity. But that's where you can look up everything that's being your CUSIP numbers. No, you do not have to have credit to run the number. You do not have to have credit to open up the Fidelity account. Just open up the account, man. It's not hard, man. If you can't figure it out, YouTube it. Listen, when it comes to technological shit, do not ask me about this shit. Because you go, if you pay for a consult, I will talk you through it. You know what I'm saying? I will talk you through it. But other than that, do not ask me about what to do on the apps, phone, none of that shit, bro. YouTube that shit. But yeah, Fidelity, you can open up a trust account. Just open up a new account, then hit view all accounts, and then you'll be able to open up a trust account. I haven't utilized it yet. I just funded it right before I hopped on the Zoom. But I looked at the agreements. It's just a basic regular trust. And what I would do if you have a church, a 508c1a or a 501(c)(3), I would make that the beneficiary, not a person, because there's always going to be a beneficiary tax involved unless you're gifting it to a nonprofit organization. Yes. Mike said what he needs to get on is that PTIN. That's a personal tax identification number. And I think everybody should. No, he says you can only invest 100 at a time. That's not true. Bro, I just invested a big ass bag today.
That's fine.
And I move it from bank accounts. But yes, so an enrolled agent is the highest status through the IRS. It's the highest status with the IRS is a enrolled agent. it's right up there with attorneys and CPAs and accountants. Enrolled agent, all you need is a PTIN, that's personal tax identification number showing that you can do taxes. You want to create your own tax firm, work for the tax firm, and go from it that way. I got a class on that already on the OnlyFans, so check that out, man. It's in the book, The Capitalizing Namepreneur, and everybody that's was in that class got access to that, man. All the prices dropped on Amazon, too, for all the ebooks. Just letting y'all know, man. But with that, I'm out, man. This status correction and standing is who you say you are. You can say you're royalty. You can say you're an emperor on the record. Can't nobody go against that. If you think you need to pick a color, say you're white. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you look like. Who the fuck is white? I ain't never seen a white motherfucker a day in my life. So why can't you be white? I never seen a black motherfucker. No, I have seen some black motherfuckers. So let me correct that for the record. But not too many. The motherfuckers be looking purple. You know, but hey, but y'all know what I mean. Most of y'all brown, yeah. God damn it. You know,
yeah.
And red. We got light skinned motherfuckers. Some people call me, I turn pink sometimes, god damn it. Shit. I need y'all to understand, man. Quit under the Constitution, if you believe in that shit, all right. Being black is 3/5 of a motherfucker. So it's going to take 3 of you motherfuckers.
Be one.
To be one. And you still might not have no motherfucking rights. Black scientifically means death. If you want to be black, create your own definition with it. Say black or more. Or just create your own definition with it. If you're going to say I'm black, this is what black means. And it's just that simple. And I hope that makes sense, man.
It definitely do. Appreciate you.
Black history only started with slavery. Mm-hmm. So that's why you are not royalty. Because black people were never royalty. We had Moors that was royalty. I guess they say the Israelites. I just don't like that word being used in the way they use it in the public. So I stay away from that term, but if I definitely understand, I understand the lineage and I understand the family lineage. I think y'all just need to attach your own definitions to it. And no offense to nobody, I don't think dude's name was David, you know, but I'm rocking with the star though. You dig what I'm saying? But I don't think his name was David.
Definitely you know? Not.
Yeah, man. David sound like some American shit, man. You know? Straight up King James. I don't think King James would have said David. That's just me, man. Shakespeare, none of them motherfuckers. Mr. Davod. Maybe Davod or some shit, man.
Davod.
Cool, man. You know? I'm just saying, y'all got to, like, that's why I go in there with the clicking noise. They say, state your name for the record. I tell them. You know? I come from the tribe, the Dun-Dun-Dun. You know, I don't know how to spell this shit, nigga, because we're not from England, so we're not speaking English. You can create your own language and change it at any given time. You can create your own nationality and change it at any given time. You got to understand you are royalty. You create your own rules. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you can do what you want. And with that, I'm out. I got all y'all's email addresses. I appreciate y'all. Ignorance is no excuse of a law. I will be tapping in on OnlyFans live tomorrow. People said we had issues with the phone, so I'm gonna be on the computer, so we should be good tomorrow. It's open discussion. I really ain't got nothing planned. I just want to keep tapping in, tuning in, making sure y'all get this information. But I want y'all to focus on funding, man. You can get SBA loans. You can get all that shit. I don't even want you focused on getting out the debt because you really want to pay the shit so you can get more money. I can show y'all how to do that shit too. But at the end of the day, you know you can get out of it if push comes to shove. So if they're making millions off you, you need to learn how to make millions off you too. And that's my main objective with everybody that's rocking with me. With that, I'm out. Much peace and love. Give me the trust information. Peace.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 million worth of game today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 million worth of game by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 million worth of game by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.